Final case for argument this morning is 22-1344 UltraVision Technologies v. Glux Visual. We're ready whenever you are.
May it please the Court, this appeal, the 1344 appeal, challenges the Board's determination that claims 1, 10 through 13, 19 and 20 are obvious over the Kahlua reference and ordinary skill as illustrated by the WatchFire reference. The Board's determination lacked substantial evidence because the combination does not teach the claim sign sections. The claims require two separate structures, display modules and sign sections having a front-facing portion that defines an array of bays that receive the display modules. The patent discloses a retrofit kit for use with existing billboards. It describes the sign sections as structural frames in one embodiment that form an array of bays into which display modules are inserted. Kahlua discloses display modules that are stacked on one another. The Board found that the video image units of Kahlua are the claimed display modules. Kahlua has no disclosure, however, of sign sections with an array of bays. The Board ignored these two separate structural requirements and collapse them into one. According to the Board, merely stacking the display modules of Kahlua on top of one another creates the sign sections that define the array of bays that receive the display modules. In the Board scenario, the bays that are supposed to be defined by the sign sections are the housings of the display modules that are being received by the bays. This means that Kahlua's image units are both the bays and the display modules under the claims, and there are no sign sections in Kahlua. The sign section limitations are therefore not met by Kahlua, and the claims can't be obvious. The Board found that because display modules in Kahlua can be stacked in a way that creates an array, they, quote, can be viewed, quote, end quote, as having sign sections and bays. Now, this is incorrect because display modules are claimed separately from the sign sections, and so they're separate structures. The embodiments in the specification support this view. The purpose of the sign structure is allow video modules to be inserted and removed as necessary. In Kahlua, all the modules are stacked up on one another. They may even be joined together and stacked. One cannot remove, let's say, at the bottom of the pile of Kahlua modules, one of these modules needs to be swapped out because it's defective. Under the patented invention, one can simply remove from the bay the video module and replace it with a working one. Under the Board's reading of Kahlua in view of WatchFire, the video module can't be removed. The entire assembly would have to be taken down to get to the one module at the bottom, which was defective. And so reading the claims the way that that the Board has removes one of the most important features and benefits of the claims, which is having this separate structure that's mounted to the billboard and has bays in the front and separate display modules which can be inserted in order to retrofit the billboard.
I frankly find all of this very confusing. But on this particular point, I think this is the point. I mean, your argument is that what the Board said doesn't make any sense because the display module and the sign sections can't be the same thing, right?
At base, yes.
But Red, to me, had a pretty compelling response to that point, which says the Board did not find that each of Kahlua's video imaging units is itself a sign section. It found that an array of such video imaging units constitutes a sign section. Why is that wrong?
Because an array of display modules, or more than one display modules, still does not provide a second structure of a sign section. So now we're saying that instead of one display module being a bay, now if we put, say, six of them in a pile, now we have a sign section. But we still don't have the separate structure that the claim requires. We just have a pile of display modules. Those display modules don't magically become sign sections, which are separate structures, merely because they happen to be arranged in an array.
Did you argue for a claim construction of sign section A at all, but B, that would require the sign section to have structure separate and apart from the structure of the bays themselves, which are just, I think, as the board said, the frames around the display, the display monitors?
I do not believe that we advocated for that kind of construction.
Right, and what I took to be the heart of the board's view on the sign section argument was, might be put this way, that in the absence of a claim construction, the sign section need not itself be a physically distinct thing from the bays or the video modules that go into that. It's just the grid that one can even just imagine in one's field of view looking at it.
Well, Your Honor, we think that even in the absence of a construction, that type of reading is inconsistent with the plain and ordinary meaning of the claim. The claim creates sign sections that have a front-facing portion that define the bays, and then they have a rear-facing portion for mounting to a surface of the existing signage mounting structure. So that defines in its plain meaning a structure that's got a back which is attached to the billboard, and a front which has bays. So simply stacking all these display modules and imagining that those display modules have sign sections, as mentioned by the claims, doesn't meet the rest of the limitations. It doesn't show that there's any connection in the back. This is a freestanding structure, the way that it's claimed. It is not just a geometric idea that is claimed with respect to display modules. And that's really what the board did. The board looked at this and said...
Can I just ask you, yeah, as an aside, you had some other claims that were in dispute that were upheld, right?
Yes.
And the difference, as I recall looking back at it, between these claims and those claims is the absence that the upheld claims had a structural frame and these lacked the same structural frame. Am I right about that?
Your Honor, I don't recall how the Templeton combination was allowed.
Sorry to distract.
No problem.
But I want to press on this a little bit because it, and I might be wrong in what I have been focusing on, but this is what I have been focusing on, which is that the board effectively says that the sign sections need not themselves be structures separate and apart from the columned and rowed array of video displays, each one with enough of a surround to be a bay. And part of what I took to be sort of central to that was that in support of the idea that it can just be a geometric description of portions of the overall sign, was that there are some other claims that do require an actual physical grid into which the rest can be inserted or removed without destruction of the grid itself.
Well, the board erred.
Some of the claims upheld.
And the board erred in that regard because the fact that there's a dependent claim that talks about structural members doesn't mean that the independent claim is not a structure and that the structure is only being supplied by the dependent claim. The dependent claim is claiming a narrower type of structure for the sign sections. I go back to the fact that, number one, the board, that the claim itself requires that these sign sections have attachment points as well as having certain structures within them which receive. And so simply stacking display modules so that they appear to be in a grid and have sign sections does not supply all the structure that's required for sign sections. So that even if you could imagine the geometry of it, that doesn't give you the rest of the structure that's involved. And secondly...
I'm sorry, where's the attachment point language? Is this claim 1 or claim 12 or what?
So looking at claim one, in the second major limitation, last clause, the rear-facing portion for mounting to a surface of the existing signage mounting structure. So the idea here is that we have a grid of some sort that's attached in its back to the billboard. And then the items in the, and then the front of it with the, has bays which take the modules. So we can't have this structure if all we're doing is stacking Kahlua modules and you know, envisaging the geometric relationship between them. That just doesn't work. And as I pointed out,
it's not enough to attach the bays to the back.
It's not enough to attach.
Right.
Right. It's not enough to have bays in the front, which receive the modules. There is also a rear-facing portion for mounting to a surface of the existing signage mounting structure. So that is not provided by stacking Kahlua modules. And so you're not getting to the requirements for sign sections simply by pointing to a part of the video modules of Kahlua, which is its casing, and calling those bays, and then saying a group of those together make sign sections. You were just pointing to structure that's already part of the display module to supply this other structure, and still you haven't provided all the features that are required, and therefore you don't get the benefits of the invention, which is the ability to remove and replace modules from anywhere in the display. With Kahlua, you can't just pull the bottom one out. You'd have to take the whole sign apart. And I think that's a major issue where you would be reading this claim in a way that eviscerates one of the important features of the invention. And that's at Appendix 151, column 14, line 57 to 62 is a discussion of the ability to remove and replace video modules as necessary. I might move on to claim 12 quickly. Claim 12 was found to be obvious by the board, and that should be reversed because there's no substantial evidence that Kahlua discloses a plurality of power extensions that extend from a node to the bays. This requirement is only in claim 12. It's not in claim 1. So the idea is that in a given sign section, you have a node that's receiving power, and then from that node, you have a plurality of power extensions that are going to the individual modules, right? Kahlua does not disclose sign sections to begin with, right? There are no sign sections, and so there can't be a node associated with a sign section that doesn't exist. But secondly, there is no feature in Kahlua in which there is a spot in from which power is distributed to multiple panels in Kahlua. Kahlua's panels all receive their power directly from the power source. A node in the patent receives power from the power source and then distributes it to a certain number of modules. That physical structure is not disclosed in Kahlua. And so claim 12, there's an additional reason why claim 12 is not obvious, and that is the lack of this plurality of power extensions. Final issue that I wanted to raise quickly is the issue of the board's discounting the testimony of Mr. Crudell. When discussing his obviousness opinions, the board found that Mr. Crudell's testimony should be discounted because his arguments essentially copied or were tracked closely or mostly repeats the statements made by the patent owner, and the board also said that his testimony lacked factual support. Well, to the extent that the board discounted Mr. Crudell's testimony because it mostly repeats statements made by patent owner, of course the board has no way of knowing who's repeating whom. And the fact of the matter is that it is typical practice in an IPR where an expert provides opinions and support for opinions that the briefs that are filed closely track that. No petitioner or patent owner wants to be accused of having opinions which are...
Acknowledge that the board said that they discredited him from lack of support.
They also mentioned a lack of support. Yes, Your Honor.
They're saying that because they added this other issue, that that involves the board created a new legal rule?
It certainly did create a rule which is inappropriate. The lack of support, however, is the second issue they brought up. And if one looks at the record and looks at Mr. Flask's conclusions against Mr. Crudell's, our briefing shows that Mr. Crudell's opinions were supported by the record. He has numerous citations throughout his declaration to the same evidence that Mr. Flask cites. Our principal brief at pages 28 through 30 provide examples of how Mr. Crudell relied on the same evidence as Mr. Flask to support his opinions that WatchFire does not supply a person of ordinary skill with the knowledge of how to retrofit a billboard using the Kahlua displays. He looks at the same evidence. What's interesting is that the board found that because Mr. Crudell admitted that the installation method of WatchFire is not determinable, that that evidence is not in the record, that it undermines Mr. Crudell's conclusion that it's not combinable with Kahlua because of the issue with doors behind the Kahlua display modules and whether those would be accessible. But the fact that WatchFire does not disclose its installation method is actually evidence for why it's irrelevant to obviousness. Because a person of ordinary skill, without the knowledge of how WatchFire works, has no information that it could use to allow it to use Kahlua to retrofit a billboard.
You're way over your time, and you used all the rebuttal. It's not what we'll restore, but let's hear from the other side.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. Jordan Bach from Goodwin Procter on behalf of the Appellees. The Board properly invalidated the challenge claims, which disclose nothing more than a kit for converting a non-electronic billboard into an electronic billboard by attaching an electronic sign to a non-electronic sign. UltraVision's challenge to the Board's decision rests on two narrow factual disputes. Neither has merit. First, UltraVision argues that the term sign section requires some form of superstructure beyond the array of housings or bays.
I'm sorry, that's not a factual dispute. This is a claim construction. It's legal.
I believe that UltraVision is turning their argument, they are attempting to turn their dispute with the Board's decision into a claim construction argument, when the core of the Board's decision was what Kahlua discloses and what a person of ordinary skill in the art would understand Kahlua to be disclosing. That is a factual question. I think.
And they didn't make a claim construction proposal to the Board at all.
That's correct. There was no claim construction about what a sign section requires. So I think the way this is now being framed in their brief is partially as a claim construction issue to turn it into a legal argument. But really, this is just a run-of-the-mill question of whether the Board's findings about what someone of ordinary skill in the art would understand Kahlua to disclose is supported by substantial evidence. And just turning to that, there was substantial evidence in the record to support the Board's finding that someone of ordinary skill in the art would understand Kahlua to disclose what's in the independent claims in the 791 patent. Kahlua teaches Kahlua teaches an array of display panels in housings that are arrayed in rows and columns. What the Board said, and I'll just quote their language, is the teachings in Kahlua suggest that to an ordinarily skilled artisan, its image units can be arrayed in multiple columns and rows. Those arrayed imaging units can be viewed as having multiple different sign sections, and therefore, now I'm no longer quoting, it would suggest to someone of ordinary skill in the art that the claim one of the 791 patent, the same limitations of claim one of the 791 patent. And I don't think that...
I took that language to be the decisive aspect of the Board's opinion, and in my mind, that is saying that a relevant artisan would, in the absence of a claim construction, understand that the term sign sections could cover what is nothing but an imaginary grid that allows a viewer to refer to portions of this overall sign with no independent structure.
That's correct, Your Honor. And I think a couple points further bolster the Board's finding on that point. One, as we were discussing, there are dependent claims not at issue here that use the term compound structural frame. So there are these references to an additional...
I understand how additional claims can bear on claim construction, but you say we don't have a claim construction question.
That's correct. There is no claim construction dispute, but I think it further, it at least goes to their argument on appeal, even if I don't think, you know, it would provide a basis for reversing the board's decision, because I think at the end of the day, what they're arguing is a factual dispute. But in terms of, you know, I think they're now essentially in part raising a claim construction argument that wasn't raised before the board. To the extent they are trying to raise that, I don't think it works because of the structural frame. I mean, for multiple reasons, but in part because of the structural frame language that's found in the dependent claims that are not in the claims at issue on appeal. So I don't think there's any anything in the claim language that would show that the claims 1, 10 through 13, 19, and 20, the ones that are actually at issue here, require this type of, you know, additional superstructure. And they, as Judge Toronto has pointed out, there was no proposed claim construction of the term sign section below that would
claim
require.
Claim 1 sign section, it has a front-facing portion and a rear-facing portion. Is that right?
That's correct. And on the rear-facing portion, since that came up a lot in the prior argument, I'd make...
So the rear-facing portion is for mounting to a surface of the existing signage mounting structure?
That's correct.
So what would that be in the Kahlua array of video image units? What would be the rear-facing portion of Kahlua's sign section?
Kahlua describes that you have a set of image units placed in these housings that are then connected together by guides. I mean, Kahlua, what the board found is Kahlua combined with ordinary skill in the art is how you would get to the retrofit kit of actually attaching the array of rows and columns to the back of the non-electronic billboard that you're actually retrofitting. What Kahlua discloses or teaches specifically, or what the board found that Kahlua would teach to someone of ordinary skill in the art, was the actual array of image units of columns and rows that are then going to be attached together so that that structure, as informed by the WatchFire references, could then be attached to a non-electronic billboard.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what's the rear-facing portion of the, you know, organized set of video image units from Kahlua.
It would be part of the, it could be part of the housing itself. There's nothing in the claim language in the 791 claim that says that the rear-facing
I'm trying to figure out, are we talking about an imaginary thing or are we talking about a real thing when we're talking about a front-facing portion and a rear-facing portion of that thing?
We are talking about a real thing in that we're talking about the structure that you would have on either what's disclosed in Kahlua or disclosed in the patent for how you would end up with an array of rows and columns attached to the non-electronic billboard.
I guess I'm trying to figure out, is the sign section nothing more than an array of bays? Columns and rows of bays and that's it?
That's correct. I will also say...
So then the sign section does, in that sense, have some structure because it's talking about a collection of bays, an organized collection of bays.
That's correct. And you could, I mean, there is, it's not that Kahlua doesn't disclose any structure. Kahlua has just describes having guides on the sides of the panels and the tops and bottoms of the panels for...
I understand why I'm struggling here. I mean, we're going back and forth trying to figure out, is a sign section just, oh, when I look at the overall combination of Kahlua video image units, I'll just define this one zone over here as one sign section and then I'll look over here and proclaim that another zone of video image units is a second sign section.
Like the northwest section or the northeast section, just, you know, describing for...
But maybe a more specific way of thinking about it is, well, it's this array of bays over here in the upper left that is the sign section over here, not just the area itself. I'm trying to understand because the claim does say, well, this has a front-facing portion and a rear-facing portion, which all of a sudden starts to sound more structural and less, mental association of some area of an array of image units.
I'd make 2 points on that. First, before I forget, I did want to mention that this argument that UltraVision raised and it's before the court today about the rear-facing portion wasn't raised before the board and doesn't appear in their brief. They specifically did not challenge in their brief on appeal anything related to the rear-facing portion. So I did just want to emphasize that that was not in their brief. Now, in terms of the broader question about whether this is sort of an imaginary section or provides actual structure, I'll go back to the board's language, which is that an array of image units in columns and rows would give you the sign structure. I don't think where the attachments are coming from to attach the image units to the display would be coming from the bay or the housing itself. So that in that sense, we do understand the sign section language to be an organizational term, in effect, that's describing a section of the image units in columns and rows, but doesn't actually provide any sort of superstructure that then would be used to attach the arrays in columns and rows, the array of bays, to the sign section itself. Another way to think about it could be there is discussion in the patent of how these were actually shipped out from the factory, and when in that context, the specification does refer to shipping sign sections out from the factory. So in that sense, it's also just another organizational term for describing groupings of the imaging units that then could be assembled together. But again, nothing in the claim language requires that there is any sort of additional structure. What the claim language says is the front-facing portion defining a two-dimensional array of bays arranged in a plurality of rows in a vertical and horizontal direction. Certainly the board conclusion, and again, this is an obviousness case, looking at Kalua, that Kalua discusses having, again, an array of electronic display panels in housings, in rows and columns, could say correctly that someone of ordinary skill in the art would understand that you would get from, that Kalua's disclosure of those array of imaging units in housings would teach the same, overall plurality of display modules and sign sections that's then disclosed in Claim 1 of the 791 patent. In terms of the other points that UltraVision touched on, they focused on this fact that in the 791 patent, it emphasizes that you can remove the imaging unit from the bay, which UltraVision says would separate what's happening in the 791 patent from Kalua. Kalua has the same, or has a similar discussion of being able to remove the video display panels from the housings. It's in paragraph 6 and 7, which is on appendix 892. And Kalua specifically talks about that one of the problems in the prior art was that the panels, if they're entirely encased so that they're not separable from their housing, if there's damage, then you lose the entire panel and you can't correct it. So paragraph 6 specifically says there's a need for a video display panel that's sealed, but that can be dismantled for repair and replacement of component parts. And then paragraph 7 then goes on to talk about how the display panel in the housing can be disassembled for repair and replacement of damaged components. So I don't think that's a meaningful distinction, particularly if you're thinking about whether Kalua would, what Kalua would teach to someone of ordinary skill in the art.
So did I think I understood what you just said, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that Kalua does teach removing the video display panels from the housing, and their point, I think, on the other side, is that this patent teaches removing the bays from the structure, and you want to say that's not right because the housing is what the board found to be the definition of the bays. So those would remain in the Kalua situation of taking out the video panels.
I think if I understood your question correctly, what I was trying to communicate is Kalua likewise teaches to someone of ordinary skill in the art that you would want a system where you can separate out, both can separate out the panels from the housings that they're enclosed in, and then also can, you'd have individual housing units that are then being attached together. Because what paragraph 6 and 7 really emphasize.
But in Kalua, you can't, without the whole thing tumbling down, right, take out a entire unit, including taking out the housing.
I don't think there's anything in Kalua that suggests that that wouldn't be possible in two senses.
I thought they're just stacked with pegs and holes to keep them in order.
There are guide units on them that attach them together, but I don't think there's anything in the specification that suggests that if you have rows and columns of them, that if you take one out, the entire structure would collapse. If you're, if I just think about stacking.
Right, but they're not, the edges are lined up. They're not overlapping.
I think, two points. I think the first point I'd say is I don't think there's enough. I don't think that the there's any...
You may not need this additional point, that if you can take out, to the extent that the patent owner's argument here is about the purpose, that the purpose of being able to remove individual defective units and swap in a better one is served even if the housing remains.
I think that's correct. And the way I understood their purpose argument was about talking about moving, and I may have misunderstood it, but as removing the display panels from the housing specifically, because they were focused on the board's conclusion that there was nothing prohibiting having these self-contained panels themselves that would have both the housing and the video display unit in it. And Kalua makes clear that you could separate out the display panel from the housing so that you could then correct it if there was an issue. I see that I'm running low on time. I'll jump to the evidence issue first, unless there are specific questions on the power node. So on the evidence point, the board, I think 2 points. Number one, regardless of the board's determination of its view of Mr. Crudell and his testimony, the board's primary justification for motivation was that obviousness doesn't require a showing specifically that you could physically combine the two references in the prior art, and this is in Allied Erecting and a series of other cases quoted there. What the board said was, putting aside the expert testimony, the question here is whether someone of ordinary skill in the art would understand the teachings of the references together. Mr. Crudell's testimony, and UltraVision hasn't responded to that in their briefs. I didn't hear it respond in their argument. Mr. Crudell's testimony focused on, could you physically combine these references? And the board said, you don't need to show that you can physically combine the references, because the question is, what are the teachings of the references taking together? Second point I'll make briefly to conclude, the board did not come up with a rule that you can't quote expert testimony. What the board said is Mr. Crudell's testimony is conclusory. It's not based on anything. And
just to be clear, you don't think, do you, that it's suspect that a petition uses language that is in substantial part identical to the attached declaration? I mean, we see that every single week, and it would be kind of crazy for that to be suspect, because as your friend on the other side says, you then have a problem of arguments unsupported by what's in the declaration.
No, I think what you are describing, we do not have an issue with. What the board found it had an issue with, which we agree with, is there was nothing supporting the actual expert testimony in the declaration. And not only was there nothing supporting it, the board actually found that Mr. Crudell contradicted himself, and given that, the board was well within its discretion to decide to discredit the expert testimony on the basis of the testimony in particular, not the quotes in the brief.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.
A couple of quick points of rebuttal, please.
Let's restore 3 minutes.
With respect to the claim itself, our primary argument here is that the display modules and the sign sections are two separate, independently claimed structures, and that the sign sections have to define the bays which receive the display modules. Stacking modules and calling a portion of those modules the bays does not create a structure which receives the display modules. The display modules, according to the board's view, are defining the bays themselves. And so the language of the claim, the plain meaning of the claim, excludes the concept that one can simply arrange display modules in such a way that you create bays.
I think, I thought what the board said was that the housing around the display manual modules are the bays, so there's nothing odd about saying that those housings receive the module that goes into them.
But that housing is part of the module. So how does the module receive itself? How does a bay defined by the module receive a module? It's just not consistent with the meaning of the claims. With respect to the mention of WatchFire and the issue with whether WatchFire provides a retrofit kit or provides the ability to do that, the testimony is that the structure of WatchFire and how the digital signs are attached to or received by or otherwise mated to the boards is not in the record. There's no evidence as to how it is that the digital signs are placed on the WatchFire billboard so that you can retrofit the billboard. So a person of ordinary skill in the art, in observing WatchFire with the evidence that's been provided, does not receive any, does not have knowledge of how to structurally create a retrofit kit based on Kahlua. There's no information provided at all. If one said, you know, Mr. Flass doesn't explain, well, based on looking at WatchFire, a person of ordinary skill in the art would take the Kahlua modules and create a retrofit kit and create a billboard as follows. Now, the board said there isn't a requirement for a physical combination or bodily combination, but we're not talking about actually physically putting Kahlua on a WatchFire billboard. We're not talking about a bodily combination. What we're saying is that there's no information at all made available by WatchFire that would allow someone to take the Kahlua modules, which are not a retrofit kit, and use them as a retrofit kit with respect to a billboard. So it's not a physical or bodily incorporation argument we've made. We're simply saying a person of ordinary skill, knowing WatchFire, cannot necessarily use Kahlua as a retrofit kit. Nothing further. Thank you very much.
We thank both sides. The case is submitted, and that concludes our proceeding for this morning.